We are on daf test.
No. It's mostly yesterday. So far, it's been very just matter of fact. It's almost like.
Well, that's what they say. All Mizikin is like that.
Really?
I mean, we just started. People might say. No, very little. Yeah, that's what they say. They say it's harder, but it's not hard. It doesn't seem hard. It just seems different. Oh, what can I tell you? Anyway, we're up to top testament now. What about teeth? What is lochos a royal law? It's more to eat anything which is suitable for it. Abayim what is lochos a perisay rochos? An animal is more to eat fruits and vegetables. A chlokusu can be eat garments or objects. Mishlayim chatzinezik, you only pay half the nezik. Medvar morim, when is the true b'shus anizak in the domain of the damaged party? B'shus aram potter, however, b'shus arabim. If an animal eats fruit which is left in Rishus HaRabim, the owner is exempt. Bimenes, if, however, the animal which ate fruit in the Rishus HaRabim derives Hanoah, meaning it could skip a meal afterwards because it had this meal, right? So Mishai Mashinenes, the owner pays for the Hanoah which he got. That's called the halachic concept of Mishtar Shilei. If I get a Hanoah, meaning I save money on your cheshbon, I got to pay you for it. Okay, so you do. I save money, your cheshbon. Now, I don't have to pay you based on what I damaged, right? Let's say my cow went and ate ice cream, right? And normally the cow would just eat, you know, animal fodder. So I don't pay you based on the value of the ice cream, I pay you based on the animal fodder. That's my shenanigans. As opposed to actual replacement cost. Okay?
Now, the food is just a robber. It's hefker.
It's not hefker. The idiot left it there, but he didn't make it hefker.
Isn't it
no.
Complete that you leave it in
the no. No. You might be stupid, but you say it's not hefker. The Gemara is going to discuss under what circumstances you might be able to leave Rishus HaRabim. But no, it's certainly not hefker. Rish Lakish and Rish Lakish says not every single mefarish worth his salt here switches the gears so here. It's important, but which makes it more like the Bavli, but also makes more sense. Rish Lakish Amar al kula hushva. We transpose the words for the next line in this one. Shlokish said when it says by medvarim amurim that that's going on the entire Mishnah, both on Ochle Kedarka and Ochle Shalo Kedarka. Ochle Kedarka was the food, right? Ochle Shalo Kedarka was eating clothing and vegetables. So it's saying that Bershus Aram, you're potter on both, okay? Which is a Chiddush, because Bershus Aram usually carrying is Chayev, right? And if it's eating Darvash Ein Roi law, that's like Karen, right? It's like Karen because it's Mishuna. Mishuna Karen, right? So Karen is good. Eddie Shinui is Karen, right? So therefore, if he did something strange, weird, Karen should be Chayev in Rishus HaRabim. That's in fact Rabbi Yochanan says, but that's not Rish Lakish argues. So Rishoy says, Akula Hushva. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Al Rishoyna Hushva. Yochanan says, no. The food, the Peros HaYeroka, the Peros HaYerokos, on that, we say in Rishus HaRabim it's butter. But if it eats clothing or objects in Rishus HaRabim, it's also Chayev. Because again, that's Karen. Karen Rishus HaRabim is Chayev. How much is it Chayev? Chatzi Nezek. But it is Chayev, okay? Mechabashi Tosid Rabbi Rish Lakish. Based on this, Rish Lakish seems to contradict himself. Tamar Rish Lakish B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yeshua elsewhere. Omda. Now this is a shtickle of Chiddush. But it is in the Bavli too. If an animal stands in Rishus HaRabim, it stands. That's considered to be a shinui. Animals have no right to stand. They have to keep on walking. Keep on moving. So Amda va'achla b'peros hatzvurim, it says if the animal stood and ate fruit, Rishus HaRabim, chayeves. It's got to have to pay. How come? V'chor ha'koin reish lakish, it did say mishuna. Did say mishuna. And ate Rishus HaRabim, should be potter. How come it's chayev to pay? It's an amazing concept. Animals standing still is not the derech Rishus HaRabim. And I guess the animal's supposed to know better. It's not supposed to stand still. So here he says that the animal stunei from payers of Rishon Rabbi, you're chayev to pay, you're liable to pay. Chatzi nezek, nezek sholim, whatever it is, you have to pay. Believe here it gets you off the hook. Amrus, they said, Tamashim Rabbi Yeshua. There's a shlokshim in Rabbi Yeshua. Gam hocha, but here, b'shem garmei. Here he says it himself. Here he himself is speaking and saying that potter altogether, except for hanah, which of course there doesn't exist if you're eating ksusa kalim, right? But you potter altogether on any eating activity which takes place in Sarabi, whether it's kadaka or chulo kadaka. Okay? Says the Gemara, and the general principle, I should say, you know, even though the Yushami doesn't use the language, but the Babi does, the idea is, kol hamshana, ubo acher v'shina ba potter, which basically sums up to two wrongs don't make a right. Two wrongs make a right. If I did something wrong, left peros in Rishus HaRabin, and you came along and ate them, so you did something wrong, I did something wrong, but the two wrongs canceled themselves out. That's what the Gemara expects Reish Lakish to hold, right? Yet Reish Lakish doesn't hold that. The Gemara says he does. But Rabbi Yoshua argues, and Rabbi Yoshua says, no, it's not necessarily true. It just says, sometimes you're chayvi in Rishus HaRabin, even if you were Mishana. Okay? What's the case? The animal stood still and ate as opposed to walking and ate. Okay? Says the Gemara, Milsa the Reish Lakish. Now, according to Reish Lakish, Omar, from the Reish Lakish we deduce, Bata, now it gets a little bit interesting. Bata Malech Spirbuta, okay, walking animal. This is just right. One animal is moving. Another animal is Rivuta, it's crouching. Who's doing the right thing? The moving animal. So the moving animal kicks the crouching animal. What's halacha? According to Reish Lakish. The mover kicks the croucher. What's the halacha? Logically. Potter. Because Reish Lakish says, anytime there's something, animal doing something, Mishunah and Rishus HaRabim, and anything Mishunah saying Rishus HaRabim, somebody else comes and says, Mishunah to hit that second animal is Potter. Call him Mishana Va'acha Mishina Va'Potter, right? However, listen to Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan holds, however, Bata Malechus Birvutza, if the animal which is walking kicks the crouching animal, chayav, gratuitous kicks are not permitted. It's true that this one was Mishana, but who gave you the right? Two wrongs don't make a right. Nobody gave you the right. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said in our Mishnah, explain our Mishnah, if the animal ksusa kelim and rishusa rabim, stakin chayav, lischati nezek. Right? Two wrongs don't make a right. Now, here's change of gears but the way the Gilan of Ephraim does, basically based on Babli, it should be Omar Rabbi Yochanan. You don't have that. The Gilan of Ephraim puts it in. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, lo sof tover, bo ato. Now, hear every single word. The next two lines are changed. Okay, bear with me. Lo shna bo ato. Not only where the crouching animal, the animal is doing the wrong thing, kicks the moving animal, the animal is doing the right thing, or mehaleches b'maleches, both animals are doing the right thing and one kicks the other, ella even bata, again, it's not the way you have in front of you, ella bata mehaleches birvutza, even if the animal which is moving kicks the crouching animal, which is the chor would seem to be if the animal was engaging in the correct behavior, attacks the animal engaging in incorrect behavior, still you're chayev. Why are you chayev? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds it doesn't give you the right to gratuitously kick the other animal. Okay. Rabbi Yami said back to where you have the war. I'm Rabbi Elomar Reish Lakish Ella Bata Maleches Birvutza Petura. It's only if the maaleches, the animal's walking, kicks the crouching animal, then you're potter. Ava revutza b'maaleches b'Rabbi Yochanan concedes. If the revutza, this makes sense, if revutza kicks the maaleches, the animal is moving, the animal is attacked, he's doing the right thing. And the crouching animal gratuitously attacks him. Or even maaleches b'maaleches, two animals which are both moving, One attacks the other, chayevus, and the attacking animal's master is liable. Why is that? Because obviously, in that case, there's no kol amishana v'achav shim, but it needs to be an initial wrong, and somebody else wrongs that person who's doing wrong, then you're a potter. But here, the wronging animal is the animal doing the attack. Right? The animal who's being attacked is perfectly legitimate. It's walking along. Now, next line, nobody knows exactly what to do. And some people take it out, some people don't take it out. Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Kula Potter. Actually, not this line, one after. Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Kula Potter. He just said, under all circumstances, you're a potter. So I'm going to learn this the way Lieberman learns it, because it seems that Lieberman has the right shot here. By the way, there are two svarim of Lieberman on the Zikin. One is the Talmud Shalki Sarin, and the other in which he tries to prove that this whole Talmud is written in Caesarea, and the other, which is basically cross-references to other places in Shas, and the other is his notes on the Escorio manuscript, which is a manuscript from Rabbi Kampa Mitzimpo Basra. So either way, he wants to propose to learn this line. It says, Tan Rabbi Yeshua Kukula Potter. So it says more, Time of Rabbi Yeshua and Karen B'Shusson Rabim. Is that because Rabbi Yehu, how can Rabbi Yeshua say you're Potter altogether? That would indicate that there's no Karen B'Shusson Rabim. How could that possibly be? And the truth is that Rabbi Yehu himself contradicts that, because Rabbi Yehu himself said before, Om Dava Ochlemi Peiras Atzvurim. The animal stands still, which is the Shinui. And it's been Meshusa Rabin Yerchayev, right? So how can Rabbi Yeshua hold? It's a contradiction of Rabbi Yeshua. Well, you can't hold, there's no Karen Meshusa Rabin. Can't be. Okay? Other people learn this line, Benichusa, as a statement of Rabbi Yeshua. There's not a Karen Meshusa Rabin, but that's very, very, very untenable, because Karen, by definition, is Meshusa Rabin. So therefore, it's best to be like Lieberman, that it's a quest. Time Rabbi Yeshua Karen Meshusa Rabin. Says more, it depends. Rav, and this is an answer, basically. Rav says, Om Dava Ochlemi Peiros Tzvurim, if it stood and it ate from Peiros Tzvurim. Now, according to the way the Shai Teres Yisrael learns the Gersa here, and the Ribaz, it should be Potter. Throwing the word Potter. But I'm not so sure anymore, because before we said, Name Rabbi Yeshua, Om Dava Ochlemi Peiros Tzvurim Chayeves. Right? So I'm not sure. Maybe we shouldn't throw in the word potter. Maybe this is a case where it's chayev. Let's see based on how we go to see him on base. See, now, in retrospect, I'm going to change a lot of your souls down on the base based on Shai Teres Yisrael, but I saw Shai Teres Yisrael before seeing Lieberman, so now maybe based on Lieberman, what doesn't have to change so much. I'm going to try and figure it out on the fly. So it says, Mar on the base, my Kelu B'Shem. Okay, there's a Gemara later on. Actually, a Mishnah Zayin, a Palach Zayin later in the parak. It says, it speaks about a kula and shame over Karen, right? So what's the kula and shame? She'ochla, now the way Shatar Yisrael learns it, she'ochla omedes bein ha'omdos. When is it a kula? When the animal is eating and it is standing among other animals. Nevertheless, in other words, a whole bunch of animals standing and it's eating, so then it's in that case it's potter. But now I'm not so sure. According to Lieberman, I think I would not change the concept. I'd say my Caleb Shane Shaochla my lechas benom omdos. Umedis, Lieberman said, I mean, the Rav Yeshua said on Omid Aleph that an animal just standing still and eats is chayev. Right? So I might say, so that which Rav Yeshua said is potur, right? That which Rav Yeshua holds, which I just said, that kula potur, that would be, according to, without changing gears, maha kelu b'shein she'ochla. When is the shein exempt? Ma'alech in Rishus Rabbi, ma'alech es beno omdos. Whole bunch of animals are eating. They're all standing still. One of them is ma'aleches. So it's walking and eating. So that animal is kakapoter. The rest are chayev. Right? They're mishane. It's not. So the animals that are Mishana, they're Rishoyim, so to speak. They have to pay. The animal which is Maleches, it's a Tzadekes, so to speak. It doesn't have to pay. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yoshua would say. When is it Potter? When it's walking. Chomer Bekeren, on the other hand, what's Keren, which is Chomer? Shebata Maleches Es Omedes, where you have an animal which is walking, which kicks the animal which is standing still. And that would be like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, here too, Shartar Israel Jerry's Gears, but not necessarily necessary. When the animal kicks, a walking animal kicks an omedes animal, it's true, in that case, theoretically, that Tzadekus was kicking the Rishor. But we saw Rabbi Yochanan already said in Omarav that, the gratuitous kick is never allowed. It's not good manners. So therefore, it's the animal's chayav. I think that that sounds good. I like that. Just give me a minute, please. I want to change my wipe out some things in my Gemara. Ilfi said, if the animal stood and ate from fruit which was gathered together, it's chayev. Okay? Which is the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua said before. My Caleb Shane, what's the cool of Shane? She'ochlam aleches bein omedes. Right? He's basically saying the same thing. An animal which was mahalik, which among other animals are standing still, there's exempt. So far he said the same thing. Now here he says something different. Chomer b'keren, what's the chomer by keren? Shebo'ata maleches es hamaleches. Ilfi, who's actually calling the rest of the Yerushalmi Chilfe. It's interesting. He was called Ilfe. Ilfe says that he wouldn't go so far as to say that an animal which kicked a walking animal, which kicked a standing animal, like Rabbi Yochanan said, that gratuitous violence is chayef. But he does agree that Malechus, which kicked another Malechus, is chayef. That's Boshet, actually. Okay? So, according to him, an animal which is Malechus kicked another Malechus is Chayiv. Because you're both doing this the right thing. But an animal which is Malechus, which kicks no matter, according to Ilfa, would be Potter. So, therefore, there's the only Machlokas between Rav, who made the statement on top, and Ilfi, who made the statement over here. It's just about what's the chomer by Keren? Is the chomer by Keren by Maleches who kicked the Omedes? Only by Maleches who kicked the Mahaleches. But certainly in the case of an animal which is Mahaleches and eating, that for sure both of them agree that you're Potter. Okay? So when is Keren Potter and Shusa Rabim? With a Mahaleches which ate. That's Keren B'Shusa Rabim. Keren B'Shusa Rabim, because. No, sorry. By Shane, when Rav Yeshua said you're Potter, What's I don't know what I'm trying to say, so I'll try and say it correctly. When Rabbi Yoshi said kula pata, Rabbi Yoshi meant is only a case where the animal is malechus and eating. It's not Rabbi Yoshi pata's kambrishus or rabim. If an animal is omedus and eating, in that case, he says you're chayav. So the whole pshat, what's the kula of shem brishus or rabim? Only malechus vochelus. Omedus vochelus. Rabbi Yoshi holds you're chayav just like anybody else. There's a choymer, on the other hand, by Karen mamish. Because by Karen mamish, which means kicking, in that case, even in the animal which is mehaleches can sometimes be chayev. But mehaleches can never be chayev for eating rishus or rabim, except mashenenes. But a true chayev can't be chayev. Mehaleches can be chayev for kicking. According to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rav, even if it kicks an animal that's already down, standing still, it's chayev. According to Ilfi, if it kicks an animal which is standing still, it's butter. Only if it kicks an animal which is also walking like itself, is chayev. Okay? So basically, the way I explained it now, the Gemara in Rav, when Rav's came here, is coming to explain that Rabbi Yeshua's apparent contradiction. Rabbi Yeshua seemed to contradict himself and say, Ein kam b'shus ha-rav kula patur, and the other, and Rabbi Yeshua said before, chayeves. So the distinction is, when it stood still in eight, it's chayeves. If it walked in eight, then it is potter. If it walked and kicked, sometimes it's potter and sometimes it's chayev, depending on what the subject of the kick was. Okay? Really, not so difficult. Halacha da. Ketza mishalim mashenenis. There's a continuation of this mishnah. In what case does it pay only based on anor? Ochle mitoch harachov, if the animal ate from inside the plaza, that means in the middle of the street, Mishai Mashinenes, there's no business being food there. However, there was like a peddler's cart on the sidewalk, Mishai Mashizika. Then the animal pays full damages. Why? Because the peddler's cart had the right to be there. In the middle of the street, there is no right, but on the sidewalk, there is. If the animal ate from the opening of the store, b'shai mashenenis, you shouldn't have fruit there. Mitolachanus, if it's from the inside store, b'shai mashenzika, then it pays full value. Okay. Rava Amar, Rav says, akmat savara v'ochla, b'shai mashenzika. The Rav says, if it turns its neck and eats, it pays mashenzika. In other words, an animal's mechuyif and rishus harabim too. Walk straight. Shmuel argues in the Bavli, but the Sham is not mentioned, but Shmuel argues and says even Akhmat Savora can still be barter. Doesn't have to walk straight. But the Bavli Shami doesn't bring down the conflict. Vatian says the Ushami and the Bavli does ask this question as well. They say Mipesachanus Bashai Mashinenes says if you go from the opening of the store you only pay Mashinenes, right? The lower gradation. From inside the store you eat based on what it was damaged. But here, in order to get to the opening of the store, where's the store? The store is behind the sidewalk. For sure the animal had to crane its head in order to reach in there, right? So if that's the case, it should be potter. Why should everyone, it shouldn't pay, it should be chayev, sorry. Why if it eats in Pesach Hanus is in Mishalim only Mashinetz, it should be Mishalim Mashizika, and they have to turn its neck. So the way the Bavli answers the question, Bavli asks the question, says, so about a store which is on a corner, on a street corner. So when the animal turns the corner, it's not really craning, it's not turning its neck. It's a nice answer, right? Yushalmi doesn't give that answer. Says that Yushalmi, a very strange answer. Mike could do what's the case story about Army Ibis Runti Pot, or tell about a case, Shechamor Tongidoyin. The donkey was walking straight and was carrying goats on its back, which were in the other direction. Right? The donkey's walking like this. The goats on its back are all pointing this way. The store is over here. So the donkey didn't turn its head. It's the goats on the back of the donkey who are eating from the store. Okay? So it's a very interesting answer. I guess one could make a big deal about the difference in the answer between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, but I'm not that big an expert to and analyze that and take it apart for you. But when they were passing by the door, Poshtu Tzavareyem, the goats extend their necks straight. They didn't crane their necks sideways, right? Poshtu Tzavareyem, welcome to Chanusa, and they paid from inside the store. From the opening of the store, Maj Mishai Mashinez, in that case, they pay Maj Mishai Noah. Mitoch Chanusa, if it's Mamish from inside the store, Mishai Mashinez, they pay based on whatever the damages are. Rabba Ma'arav Sebabed, Ochla Soichim, if the animal eats barley, Mishalim Tevin. Animals don't eat, have to eat barley. For an animal, barley is like, you know, it's filet mignon. So Mashinenes is not based on the price of barley, but rather it's based on the price of straw, hay, whatever they eat, right? Never knew the difference between straw and hay, still though. Even though it's, I've seen it 100 times, I still don't never remember the difference. But they, whatever they eat, right? Vatayin Rabbi Yechida Mupoli. Wait a minute. Doesn't Rabbi Yechida argue and it's not a question to say that. Rabbi Yechida learns a price which argues. And here everybody throws in Gilead Ephraim and Sharat Hazel. Throw a part of a Tosefta, which is missing here. It should be Keitza Mishalem is Mashinenes. How does it pay based on no? Omdim Kama Adam Reitza Lahachilus Bem Todava Roila. Person pays based on how much he would want to give on as an individual. Meaning, we don't look at it objectively how much an animal would cost to feed him straw. But rather than each owner, based on each situation, we look at how much the person would have paid to pay to have this animal eat this certain substance. In other words, how much would you have paid in order to give an animal barley, right? And you might have been willing to pay a lot, because you might be willing to give an animal barley because you like your cow. Other people might not be willing to pay. So the doctor wouldn't pay based on barley. But each person in his situation would be subjective. It wouldn't be one objective measure. Okay? Therefore, l'fichach, based on this difference, imachal chitim shein rosla, if it ate wheat, which is bad for it, I raise a paturo, you don't have to pay. Now, according to Rav, this distinction is not in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, but according to Rav, even if it ate wheat, since you're off the hook, but in terms of having to give it a meal, you'd have to pay based on the value of straw. In other words, you'd have to pay per bushel of wheat, which costs, let's say, $5, you'd have to pay 50 cents per bushel that it ate, right? But according to Rabbi Chiyo, says it's subjective. How much would I pay to feed my animal wheat? How much would I pay to feed my animal wheat? Wheat is bad for it. How much I paid to feed my animal wheat? Zero, right. So Itak would pay the original owner of the wheat, zero. So it's a very different scale of measure. Did you see that?
Yeah, I guess.
According to Rav, then you pay based on a standard rate. For every bushel of wheat, you pay as if it was a bushel of hay. According to Rabbi Chiya, you pay based on what you would have been willing to pay to have your animal have this better grade food. Of course, if it's better grade food, which is harmful for it, you wouldn't have been willing to pay a cent. So in that case, you don't pay a thing. Okay, so it's a very basic machlokas. Okay, it says
the animal gets sick from eating the meat.
Can you sue him? No. No. That's like modern American law.
Yeah.
No. Because the animal, to keep your animal at home, you don't want your animal to get sick. No. Okay? In America, you'd sue. Shinas v'achla. If the animal, to the top of Yudom Rav, the animal changes and eats. And, in other words, it eats something which it shouldn't eat. So, Mishalim Nezik Sholim. It pays full value. So, Gemara is astounded by this, although Gemara is kind of understated about the question. But if it's a Mishana, how much should it pay? Mishana, how much should I pay? At most. It's about the minimum. What would be the maximum payment? Chatzi Nezek. Animals Mishana. Yeah. Call Mishul, anything which is Mishul is Karen. So why should I pay more than Chatzi Nezek? That's what it's down. So it says, well, no, we're talking about not a Shinui, when eight which was suitable for it, but eight in a creative manner. For example, the animals, the guy was walking Rishus Arabim, and he had his knapsack on his back. Rishus Arabim, and the cow came and opened the nap, pushed up for his pia. The cow came and stuck in its head, and ate from the knapsack, Mishalim Nezek Sholem. It's eating double haroila, just eating in an innovative way. Normally animals don't open up knapsacks and eat them, right? So therefore, even you might say, in this case, not only might you say it's Mishuna, and only pay Chatzi Nezek, that you don't say, you say, you should also say it's Rishus Arabim. Rishus Arabim, Shane is Potter, right? Because, okay, let's say it's not Mishuna because it's...
Oh,
so that's a chiddush. That the knapsack is considered to be the rishus of the person, which is not in the Bavli. But that's a chiddush in Yerushalmi, that here the knapsack of somebody rishus of rabbim is still considered, the knapsack of somebody is in rishus of rabbim is considered to be his domain, his property, and therefore, if the animal sticks its head in, then it's takir chayiv. Okay? Sug shenosu bepesach chanus. Now this is actually also the case in the Bavli. If you have a long bundle of vegetables, which is in the opening of a store, chetzim and chetzichus, half it is in the store and half it is outside the store. Who pushed up paras pia and the cow extended said v'achli men and ate from this long bundle. Mishan nezik shalom. You pay on the whole bundle nezik shalom, even the part outside of the store. The Bible says dafka toy about a case where the animal first stuck its head into the store, ate from inside the store from which it pays nezik shalom, and then continued on the outside. So it's one long bundle. So therefore, in that case, it's chayav nezik shalom. But if it started on the outside and worked its way in, so on the outside part, it's only chayav on based on mashenenis. On the inside part, it'd be paid on based on Nezuk Sholin. Okay.
What if he continually stays outside the door and pulls on the...
That's still considered to be chayiv. If it dragged the whole thing out, right? Yes. That's also be considered to be chayiv on the whole thing. Hakel Bagdish Kofti Rosh Hakak. New case. A dog and a goat that jumped off the top of a roof. Rishivas came and broke Caleb. Rishon Ezek Shon, they pay full value. They shame water because that's more. They do that. Kelishnat Azachara, a dog which took a cold cake, which is edible, but it's very hot. It's burning. Vahachal Gosh went to a pile of grain. Achal Azachara, it ate the cake. And ignited the grain. On the charora you pay full nezek. On the goddish you pay half nezek. Why would you pay half nezek on the goddish? What halacha is that called? By an animal. Tzroros. Fire has the status of tzoros, and that's why it's only Chatzi Nezek. Okay? We're going to discuss that. East Tani Tani Shukovtsu. Those who say that the animals jumped off the roof. East Tani Tani Shukovtsu. Those who say the animals fell off the roof. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kini Maznitsa Shukovtsu. A Mishnah very jumped. Noflu, if they fell, Lobador, that can't be, would not be a common case. No animals moved to fall off a roof. Okay? Kelv Shotas Harora. An animal which took, getting back to the last case, the dog which took the cold cake. Rishlokhi Shamar, but Matis is a Ural, Kol Shibos, Rishibos. Rishlokhi says, Yoli Chayp, if your dog took the coal to each stalk of grain and lit it. Rabbi Yochanan, it's not necessary. It says, Nasek is Zorik, it's like shooting an arrow from place to place. This is the machlokas which we have in the Bavli of isha mishum chitza of isha mishum mamono. If the fire is because it's your money, so then the dog setting the fire is not your money, right? It's not your money. It's not niske mamono. It's the nezek of the dog. The only way you can be chayv for what your dog did is if your dog did it himself. Because your dog doesn't own the fire, and therefore you would not be chayev on the fire set by your dog. Unless the dog took the coal from place to place and ignited each and every shibboleth. Could Rabbi Yochanan, however, that isha mishum chitza, that means a fire set by your dog, is as if you set the fire. Because once the dog set the fire, it's an extension of the dog himself. And therefore, it's an extension of you. Okay? So that's the very base of machlokas. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Tavloi, Rav Yitzchak bar Tavloi said, Masnisa, the following price of Messiah, everybody says a mistake, Rav Yochanan. It's right, Rav Yochanan. What's the case? Gdi Kofuslo. Famous price later in Baba Kama. Gdi Kofuslo, if there was, next to this pile, there was a sheep, or a goat, which was tied down. Bavit Samuchlo, or a slave who was not tied down, then you'd be killing him by igniting the fire, but it was adjacent to the pile. Venisrath Imo, and they got burnt together with the pile, either the Gdi or the Evet. Chayav, then you're liable to pay for the Evet or the Gdi. Haya Evet Kofuslo, if however there was a, and this is where you lit the fire yourself. If there was a fire, however, you set a fire and there was an Evid tied down next to it, which of course makes the Evid impossible for the Evid to flee, which makes you responsible for his death. Or a goat adjacent to it, right? Then in this case it should have fled, and it did not. In both these cases, you're putter. Why you putter? In one case, because the kinley robbed me on the Evan and on the goat. Because one on the Evan, because the kinley robbed me. You killed the Evan. You bought from pay. In the other case, on the Gdi, on the contrary, because the Gdi should have run away. So it's not your problem that the Gdi was an idiot and remained fried. Okay? Now says Yerushalmi, if you're going to say she'ein kizorik as a chetz mimakom mimakom, if you're going to say that it's not like shooting an arrow from place to place, al shibo, and I was not going to say for Rabbi Yochanan, then you have a problem. Al shibo is rishonin is chayim miso. On the first grain, you're chayim miso. Mikaveh tashlumin, from later on, it should be chayim tashlumin. Now, on this, there's a tremendous amount of to be said. The Yerushalmi's part of the Pashut, what the Yerushalmi says is this way the Pnei Moshe explains. What it means is when, not the first stalk of grain, but it means on the Eved. If you have Isha Mishumamono, so on the Eved itself, you don't have to pay. But it says you don't have to pay for the whole pile. Why not the whole pile? Once the Eved's dead, if Isha Mishumamono, it's as if I lit a fire in which one fire in which Evan was killed, and then I went to lit another fire in which I burned down a house. Am I potter having burned down the house because I burned down the Evan? No, they're two separate acts. The only way I can be potter on the house is if I say it's one fire, which is mishum chitza. And just like if I shoot an arrow, and in the course of the arrow being shot, a person gets killed and later on rips clothing on potter, because everything is considered to be done in one fell swoop, then I could say you're potter on the rest of the Godish, because an Evan was killed at the beginning. But otherwise it makes no sense. So it's a riot, it's Rabbi Yochanan. Now the way the problem is that here it doesn't say if you pull on the Evan. Says Al Shibolus Rishoina. So the Pnei Moshe is known as Tzlav Dafka. There are a few interpretations here of the change of yourselves. Lieberman brings down from the Tmura and Tumos that we're talking here about on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, we switch gears. We're not talking about the Evan anymore. It's talking about if you lit a fire on Shabbos. If you lit a fire on Shabbos, the old Isha Mishimamono. Then on the first, you're chayim on the first shibolos. But afterwards, it's like your animal having damage on Shabbos, right? So why should be potter, right? Should be chayav and the rest of it. Yishum shumon. Yishum shum chitzav, however, everything is considered to be yurdui on Shabbos. So therefore, all is considered to be part and parcel of the first activity. And therefore, you remain potter whatever happened later on. Okay? It's famous Nimuka Yosef and Baba Kama and this sugya. Because asked when you light candles, Erev Shabbos, they burn on Shabbos, should be chayav on Chul Shabbos because of Havara, right? Because Yishum Shum Chitzav. And it's famous answer, equally famous answer is that no, you're not chayav, because Yishum Shum Chitzav means it's as if everything happened at the first moment. And where was the first moment here? Before Shabbos, right? Because they lit the candles Erev Shabbos. So the glitzit, or the entire burning of the candles, occurred before Shabbos began. Okay? But everything is licked, to use the proper English term for it. Everything is licked in the first moment. Everything is inherent in the first moment. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, makes sense that whatever occurs in the first moment on is affected by the first moment. Whether an eved burnt at the beginning, at the end, really doesn't matter. You'll be put down the whole process. In a way, Yesh Lakish should be able to divide the process in half. And that's why he says here, of course, with your dog, the dog has to ignite each and every coal. Well, each and every shmuz.
Even if it's Halimachas, Yesh Lakish still divides?
Absolutely. Halimachas is not going to make. Halimachas, Halach, and Hamichatos you bring, but it still won't part you from the Zokin. Yeah, sure. Now, a couple of things on this. First of all, the Bavli is a different the Bavli is a different pshat here. The for the Ari Yosher brings down the Bavli has a difficulty refining nafkumina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So he asks, this is a big nafkumina, whether the nafkumina vis-a-vis chiv misa. In other words, let's say here when you ignite a fire, right? There's an eved there, so if you hold Isha Mishum Chitzav, so your fire is going to Chumar, Rabbi Yochanan, right? But your fire is going to burn that eved, you're Chai Misa for that. Going to Reish Lakish, you're Chai Misa, it's not your Chitzim, it's Mamono, right? But the Ba, which would be a very big Nafkamina, which in essence is what we're saying here, that the Baali doesn't bring that down. And also, this Chiluk that you have to. Yeah, according to Reish Lakish, you have to ignite every stalk, right? The Bavli doesn't bring that down. The Bavli brings down what's not going to try Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. This would be the other things. Nezik tzar ripu shevas boshas. Your cow gore somebody. If you're only chayv nezik, so too on the moment you're only chayv nezik, right? It would be a parallel halacha, right? The Rav Meir Simcha, the Rosh Sameach, goes to great extent here to ask if in fact there is a Chiyuv Misa according to the Yerushalmi, if you lit part of the grain and then it continued on, is it Pekachu according to Rabbi Yochanan, is a Chiyuv Misa, which is Mashma that way. So Lumaisa, we brought down previously on Davdalam and Beis that the Sheet of the Bavli is that Chitzav, even Isha Mishim Chitzav is not Mamish Nizkei Gufo. It really isn't Nizkei Gufo Mamish. But the Bavli really doesn't hold as a Chiyuv Misa. It's like Chitzav, but it's not really Chitzav. But the Yerushalmi, it seems, takes Chitzav much more literally than the Bavli. And therefore, when you said back there, the Rambam Paskin is like the Yerushalmi. And the Nafkimina is that even if you hold Isha Mishim Chitzav, according to the Bavli, you chayav four things, but not Boshas. Because boshes is only if you mamish slap a guy in the face. And there's no real boshes here. But the Yerushalmi held back there on Daftal, they even boshes your chayim for chitzot. So that's why I think there's a basic image in the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Even if you hold Isham Shum chitzot, according to the Bavli, it's Nizkei Gufo, it's Nizkei like Nizkei Gufo, but not mamish Nizkei Gufo. According to Yerushalmi, it's mamish Nizkei Gufo. Nafkin will also be if you can incur the death penalty by setting a fire which eventually went and killed somebody else or not. Okay, that would be another nafkamina. And in the actual Bavli it says that according to Reish Lakish, in the Bavli itself it says, according to Reish Lakish, it the case in the Mishnah's case where not where the dog ignited each and every coal, or each and every stalk, but the dog tossed the coal cake. On the coal cake itself, it's chayv nezek sholim. On the place where the coal cake rested, it's chayv chatzi nezek, and the rest of the gardish your potter. Right, which makes sense, because we all lishem mishumamono, then the extension of the fire is the extension of the dog, not you, right? Just like the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi doesn't, the Be'abavi doesn't give the Eitzah that the dog goes to each and everything and ignites that, right? According to, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it says there in the Yerushalbavi that you put down the Charora on the place where it burns your Chayv Nezek Sholem, and on the rest of the Gardish, your Chayv only Chatzi Nezek, right? Chayv only Chatzi Nezek on the rest of it. So that would be in line to with the Bavel in the, with Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi, of course, holds also that the rest of the fire is like the Tzroros of the dog, just like it's extension of the dog, so it's only Chatzi Nezek. But if the person himself did it, then you have a difference between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. According to the Bavli, it seems that it's like Nizkei Gufo, but not Nizkei Gufo Mamish. According to the Yerushalmi, it seems that it is Nizkei Gufo, quite literally. Okay, the fire which you let. Okay? So it says more, by the way, in the Bavli, in the Yerushalmi, and Trumos, the Gemara does give an answer there according to Reish Lakish. That the Gemara is there says that. That even according to Reish Lakish, once you lit a fire on part of the grain on Shabbos, it's true, theoretically, the rest of it is mamono. But nevertheless, it all is a could come l'idei chiyuv misa. It's the type of malacha which can bring somebody to a chiyuv misa. So therefore, you'd be potter on the payment. It's true, it's your mamon which is doing it. It's hard, I'm not sure I understand this now, I'm saying over. I didn't look in Trumas itself, I just told Liebman to bring it down. But if you're doing it, even if the fire continuing, since it's an act which theoretically is susceptible to the death penalty, so therefore you'd be off the hook vis-a-vis Shabbos. I mean, you'd be off the hook on Shabbos vis-a-vis paying money. Okay, be that as it may. So here the Yerushalmi doesn't give any answer. It says, there's a riot, this price is a riot for Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Chanina's halacha, right? Rabbi Misa's, even showing him as we say, Tata Kinle Rabbi. Okay? Rabbi Yossi says, Vach Maminah, from this you deduce, Shor Shilikas HaGodesh B'Shabbos Chayef. If your axe goes and ignites a fire on a Godesh and Shabbos, you're Chayef. Right? Because your ox went into it, not you. Your ox is no chiyuv to keep Shabbos. Who should lead us at Kodesh B'Shabbos? If you ignite the Kodesh B'Shabbos, you are a potter. Now, this is, Vach Mamina means, from this you also, from this price, you also arrive at Rabbi Yochanan. The Moimarat, and this is, says, and this price is clearly talking about Shabbos. There's no question about this. Imoimarat, Eino, Kizorik, Zachetim, Mokom, Lemokom, okay, if you don't say that like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Yishom Shem Chitzav, V'yaseh K'mishachol of Tashlumi, you come until you should become the Tashlumi should devolve upon you subsequently. With the initial act, you're Chayv Misa for, but later on you should be Potter, right? Become Chayv Tashlumi, so it must be that Yishom Shem Chitzav. Okay, now, new case. There's another case of Yitzhak Bar Tavli. Yitzhak Bar Tavli brought the proof from the Bryce on top. There's another case of Yitzhak Bar Tavli. That's why it's brought down here. According to Lieberman, Yitzhak Bar Tavli was the editor of the Yerushalmi and Nezikin, and he lived in Caesarea, so therefore he got preference. He arranged it this way. Once he quoted himself, he quoted himself again. All right. I don't know. Anyway, Chabmanash Avi Paltera Bepura. This is, there's another Girsa in the Escorial manuscript, but I don't want to get into it. Just let's use Girsa in front of us. A certain individual took out the way Lieberman explained it, a bench into the forum. Forum. So the public thoroughfare. It was like, Middle Street put down a bench. Okay? Over Chamer, so a donkey came, the tavern, and broke the bench. So he wanted to get payment from the owner of the donkey. Asu the Kum Rebbe Yitzhabatavi, so he came to Rebbe Yitzhabatavi. I guess in Caesarea, he went to put him in the street in order to watch the baseball game. You know, Caesarea was, so he went in order to watch the games. Amar Yisrael said, Lo Chayav Lo Kum, he doesn't know you a thing. For lo, now that Elishim Nizok, if his donkey got damaged on your bench, in the course of breaking it, Chayav Nizok, you have to pay him. Because you had no right to put the bench out. The bench was your Bor Bishus Arabin. So therefore, the animal breaking it is Zichur Potter. On the contrary, the tables are turned on you. Okay? Ezu Tam Ezu Mor.
So that's like the wheat. That was an issue,
said Robin,
that the animal got sick on.
Right. Oh, the wheat got sick. The animal got sick on the wheat. Yeah, I guess you're right. In that case, I take it back. You're probably right. In economic. That's right. Because that's a barber. It's like a barber shoots around. The same one, the same good. You were right. I take it back. A's the time, base of mud. What's the time of the mud? Mud is she either about shlosh or yomim. A mu'ad is a case where 3 days it gored. The time is Shiazbo Shlosha, for 3 days it doesn't gore. To Rabbi Yehuda, even though it has the opportunity. But you may or may mu'ad she'idabo Shlosha upon him. Mu'ad is not 3 days, but 3 times. And the Bavli is a whole discussion about, can be the same thing, not the same day, the Bavli is the same day. But what's the time? Not just that for 3 days in the court, but Tinokos Mamashmibo, that children can go pet it and say, here, bully, bully, and that it won't kill them. Okay? My time of Rabbeinu, what's the Rabbeinu says that goes by days? Says Mitmol Shulsham. Says Kishor Nagochu Mitmol Shulsham, from yesterday and 3 days ago. So we see it that goes by days. Okay? Mama Kai Ramer Mitmol Shulsham. What does Ramer do with Mitmol Shulsham? So he says, that's be he flee negichos. It's going to tell you chiddush if the negichos don't take place in succession. Meaning, shemiyotze b'yom rishon nagach. Sunday, the animal went out and gored. B'sheni b'lo nagach. Monday, it didn't go out and gore. B'shlishi nagach, and went out and gored on Tuesday. And the Or Sameach throws in, and then it gored on Wednesday. So only here, because here it says, mashmah, only all you need is 2 days, Sunday and Tuesday, right? The Sameach says, no, it's not Pshat. It's also Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So, Ein Nasir Shor Mua. So, according to Rabbi Meir, it's not a Shor Mua. Rechek Negichoytsov. If there was a gap, it's not a Shor Mua. Ad Shigash Lashom Zecharzeh. Those three days, one after the other. Now, it could be closer. Kirev Negichoytsov is also Chayev. If you did, according to the mayor, all three on 1 day. That's what we rely on when we say, Mashiv Ruach Meir HaGeshem 90 times. We rely on the Svara of Kirev Negichoytsov. That's Maram Rutenberg learns from the Sukkia. That's why you don't have to say Mashiv Ruach, because that makes you more too. But if there was a gap in the middle, then it's not considered to be a more killed ward. Okay, it has to be kirev, it's okay, but not really.
How big is the gap? 24 hours?
24 hours, that's it says. 24 hours.
So if it's a week, then
it's worse. There can't be a 24-hour period which had an opportunity to gore and didn't gore. That breaks the pattern of making more.
So Romero rejects the idea of more, let's see
if we get better. That's the classic case. Yeah, we don't have more, let's see. Yeah, the gore is day one, day three, and day five. Not by not Yisham. Doesn't have it. It's a class case of Bavli here and in Hilchos Nida. Right, it's not here. Adjei Yerushalosh Yom Zecharzeh. Yotz Misham Nogach Shvomi. However, if it went on the first day and it gored oxen, the second day, went out the second day and it gored Nogach Klov. It gored dogs. The Shlishi went out through the middle of Chazir and gored pigs. So then, Aidei Shlosha Minim Shlosha Yomim. Three different types of 3 days. Maoshi has a Shomur. Has become a Shomur. The Mor doesn't say, but the Bavli says, yeah. comes more to a colt, not just to oxen, it comes more to all types of animals. Yotzei went out the first day and was no gear. Sheni lo yotzei. The second day didn't go out. It's not this kippah day, it was kept penned up the second day. Rishlishi yotzei v'nogach. And according to Yosef Simeach, and this is important, it changed the whole pshat, but Revi also went out and was no gear. So went out Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but didn't go out Monday. Didn't skip a day, but didn't have the opportunity. What's the story? Yeva b'tifluklu ravada b'rachma ravuna. Let's say it's like the machlokas of Vada Rachman Ravuna. He's probably going to have machlokas like this. Nido Shabbat Katzma. Now, this is a Nido who's a candidate to become a Zava. How many days take to be a Zava? Three. So she took, checked herself, B'yom Risha. First day, Matzah Tami. She was bleeding. Shei Lo Barka. The second day, she didn't check. B'shlishi Barka. The third day, she checked the Matzah Tami. And again, according to Hashem, she checked herself on the fourth day. So she was 1, 3, and 4, but she didn't check on the second day, right? So Rav Adarav, Hashem Rav says, Nida Vadai, she definitely is Zava. Because we assume she flowed on the second day as well. Ravuna B'Shem Rav Amar Nida Safi, we don't know if she flowed. We don't know, could be she broke up. Amar Ravuna Rav said, no, it's cute Kimura. Tamin Avina Barosha, but Tamin Avina said, but I was there in the base of Medrash, because they're both disputing what Rav said. I was there the base manager the first time. I was there the base manager the second time. The time of the embassies, I was there the base manager the third, middle time as well. Ishlis to Rav. Rav was asked to Shia three times. Vamar Safek. The first time he said it was Safek. Ishlis to Rav was asked to Rav the second time, Mar Vadi, and then he said, Vadi. The Chazar on the third time was asked, he said, Sofik. So I heard all three answers, and that's why I know Rav started out saying Sofik, and he ended up saying Sofik. Rav Adar Barach v'lohavetamon elokad marfa'atai. Rav was only there once, so he only had one of the answers. But I am the authoritative answer. So therefore, the authoritative answer is Sofik. So here we don't know by Shurim Wood. Whether we didn't have the opportunity, the second day becomes a mu'ad or not. Okay? That's considered to be an interruption or not. It's a suffix. Rabbi Yerushim Rav said, Alo Kremeir Batamo. Alo Zeremeir by a time to become a mu'ad, that's even three times. Ukrad, not just 3 days. Rabbi Yerushim Rav, Oda. It's like Rabbi Yerushim getting out of being mu'ad. That if it goes 3 days out without goring, then it goes back to being a tam again. The time learned Shoshana Shlosha Pami Biyamechon, an ox which gored 3 days in one, three times in 1 day, take out the word Eno, everybody takes that, Mu'ad becomes a Mu'ad. Matam Lomit Moshe Shov, so I did say yesterday and the day before, El Shim Chaza Ba Shlosh Yomim Zeh Chazeh, Eno Nidon Elokatam, that if 3 days in a row didn't gore, then becomes a tam again. So I mean, so, and the way the Gemara Fry Mar Samech the learners they throw in the words Zivir Rabbi Shim, which is in the Bavli as well. And I mean, Savi Meimar, we thought to say Halacha, not like Rav Huna, but rather Rabbi Shimon. Again, the Or Samech Gemara Fry based on what they threw in, based on the Bavli. It's not just with the Rabbi Shimon. You are my understand. Or maybe they show between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Shimon came and confirmed that he said also. I look right, maybe, but Talmud Krab Yudavah Odo, just like we said. And that's why Paskin, that we make a combination of the two Shitas, which is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. We'll stop here.
Is that a Harvard? Yes, I'm sure of Harvard.
Too much coffee?
No, it was cooked. I had leftover cholent. And I had fruit juice and coffee. That's
good.